It's time for the emergency break of the week.
Why is he on my team and you can't do anything about it because he makes tens of millions of dollars and he's supposed to be my superstar?
That moment when programming is brought to a complete
halt. But don't hit it. What are you doing?
It stopped working. I wanted to make sure it
now
worked.
I know why your dad's tweeted it or texted it Joe Flacco in the middle of nothing.
By a wheels-off comment or technical meltdown.
Something happened and I just hit that and started working again.
I know, but it's all over the air.
That was over the air?
You know, this team is just not that good.
Yeah, I can hear it. If I can hear it, they can hear it. Please.
Let's see who yanked the break the hardest this week on The Little Ticket.
All right. Advanced Hair Restoration and Service Experts bring you the emergency break of the week. We give you three candidates here from Fan and Tree Farm, and you give us the winner at 888-787-1310. And first up, it's a candidate from the Hardline.
No.
The phrase community quick hits, is that hard to say? I had to think about it for a half second. And Corby's probably said it a million times over the years. And he tried to say it this week and had a pretty funny glitch.
Donovan Lewis and the Ticket's own Matt McLaren. Tomorrow from 9 till 1 on Sports Radio 96.7 and 1310, The Ticket.
All right, we back.
What is that?
This is going well.
Community quick hits?
Okay.
What happened?
What were you trying to say?
Community quick hits.
And what did you say?
Kawuna Maguma?
Oh, my God.
Kawuma Maguma.
He just short-circuited completely. All right, so we got to start looking at what's coming to town.
I love it when Corby has he soups cash coming back.
Just totally cash. I mean,
just hanging with you, you know.
It's just, we're just really relaxing here.
Golly. Is it one more time?
Wow. He's stroking out there.
Is that from something he did like 10 years ago that just
played in context again?
Donovan Lewis and the Ticket's own Matt McLaren. Tomorrow from 9 till 1 on Sports Radio 96.7 and 1310, The Ticket.
Yeah. All right, we back.
What is that?
This is going well.
Man.
Community quick hits?
Okay.
What happened?
What were you trying to say?
Community quick hits.
And what did you say?
Kawuna Maguma?
Oh, my God. He just short-circuited completely. All right, so we got to start looking at what's coming to town.
All right, there's Corby as candidate number one. Candidate number two, it's me. Now, keep in mind, the subject we're talking about, I think we're talking about an animal hang gliding, which is ridiculous in itself. We're talking about what mammals can fly. And, I got a little off track.
My one guess was going to be squirrels, but apparently bats are the only mammals capable of true sustained flight.
Yeah, squirrels can fly.
Yeah. So bats of the 1,400 species worldwide, can they all fly?
All bats?
Yeah. All bats can fly, right?
Yes, all bats can fly, but not all flies can bat.
Oh, my God. While other mammals like flying squirrels, gliding possums...
Oh, that's creepy.
Have you ever seen a gliding possum?
No.
I didn't even know they could glide.
That would be claw gliding, I guess, right? And not hand gliding. They don't have hands.
Hang gliding?
Yeah, bats are the only free-flying mammals.
What's hand gliding?
I guess it is hang gliding. Not hand gliding.
Did you think it was hand gliding all
well,
these years?
No. When I think about it, yeah, it's hang. But, yeah, for some reason I thought hand.
Amnesia. That's not an amnesia moment?
No, I don't think so. Just equally as dumb, but no. Thank you.
Hand gliding. Okay.
Yeah, I don't.
I think you thought it was
no,
hand gliding.
I've never said, hey, let's go hand gliding. No,
well, you've never said hang gliding either in that context.
I've always said hang gliding. For some reason, I just thought hand.
Put that on a T-shirt.
I've always said hang gliding.
I had an equally dumb moment there asking if all bats could fly.
It's not crazy because there's flightless birds.
There's okay. some bats out there walking around.
Are there?
There's some bats out there walking around. Okay.
All right. I'm going to stop talking. I'm
no,
candidate number
come
two.
On.
I am candidate number two. Candidate number three also comes to us from the hardline. Bob had a tough time. This is back-to-back breaks. Keeping his live spots, the correct live spot to read.
What's a Texas queen?
I don't know. We got to go. Let's come back and let's do the rant.
Look in the mirror.
Next.
The ticket.
And then they giggled. All right. So here you go. Let's talk about my friends at Daisy. You know, I live an exciting life. Just ask me. Went to a family member's baby's first birthday party. Lucky enough to catch the baby's first words. And do you want to know what they were? Daisy French onion dip. No, seriously. It was weird to me as well, but that, in fact, was the case. So I would recommend to you that you probably, next time you need to do a live spot, check the list carefully. But also, Daisy French onion dip is delightful. A homemade dip.
There he goes.
Go Cowboys.
Gordon, will fast forward next race.
Good luck. All right, hey. Do you guys want to follow that up with some college football blowhard?
It makes too much sense.
Next.
The ticket.
All right, friends, for your next vehicle. It's right here.
Thank you, Bob. As I was saying, unlike the changing leaves of fall, our money doesn't grow on trees. Give Trajan Wealth a call today to ensure you're making the right financial moves for your future.
Oh, man. Gosh. Yeah, they went back and forth as to whose turn it was, and there's a double dip there for Bob while talking about Daisy dips. So is it Corby, is it me, or Bob? 888-787-1310. Hello, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Well, all right. He's at the 35, then the 25, and look, he fumbles, and the Colorado State Rams lose it at the final second. Not a good year, Craig. It's not a good year.
No.
No. Well, give me, I don't know, Corby.
Okay. Thank you. Hi. You're on the ticket. Who wins e-break?
Yeah. Hello. Good morning, George.
Oh, my gosh. We hadn't talked to him in weeks.
Yay.
It's Brady Tom.
Yes, it's Brady Tom. How did you know?
I don't know.
Well, I hope you are doing well. It's been a long time since we talked. I miss you guys.
Yes, we've missed you.
Well, the Cowboys suck, so that's not good. and I think I'm going to vote for Community Dundas.
What?
I think that's a Corby vote there. Thank you, Brady Tom. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Hey, George, don't hand yourself over that on-air brain fart in Hooter Brown.
That's
okay,
you.
Thank
hang
you.
Gliding.
Thank you very much.
Don't hand yourself.
Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
Morning, boys.
Hey.
Yeah. Got any P1s out there?
Oh, yeah.
All right, well, shout out to the P1s that went to Fan and Tree Farm this morning from Cruz and Alito, and I want to vote for Bob.
Okay, thank you, Cruz.
Big round of applause for Cruz,
That's
everyone.
Here for
Show
Cruz.
Him your hair, everybody.
Okay.
There we go.
Tap of applause for Cruz.
It's like a polite golf gallery.
Yeah. He just made a four-footer there, it looked like. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
Hi, you're on the ticket.
Oh, gosh.
Hi.
Hi. Hi, you're on Ticket Radio, AM, FM, and the stream.
It's your answer, Brett Kavanaugh and Cornell Washington.
Something about Claudel Washington.
What? Former Ranger great.
Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
A quick undervote for Georgia's inflamed labia majora, and I'd like to vote for Corey. I love you.
Okay.
You haven't inflamed one of those, George?
No, I don't think so.
Okay.
Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Hi, good morning.
Hi.
Who's this?
This is Lisa.
Oh, it's combative Lisa.
Oh, combative Lisa.
Oh, no. I want to vote for Cordy.
Are you in a good mood today or a combative mood?
It's Friday, so I'm in a good mood. But
okay.
Don't try
oh, that's good. That's okay. Good to hear.
All right.
Have a good weekend. Hi,
bye,
you're
bye.
On the... Yep. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Yeah, just a friendly reminder for the dumbass Cowboy fans. Don't show up to this game on Sunday, please. And then my vote is for Doggy for Boys with a bachelor's license born. Thanks, George. Hey.
It's for who? Doggy for Boys. Oh, that guy. Okay. Yeah. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins? Hello?
Oh, my God. I can't believe I got in on 2 weeks in a row.
It's amazing.
I'm just very grateful. I'm not going to stop you down. I'm just going to say that I was by the channel when my man, my leader, Jubb, committed this hilarious offense. So I will vote for my man, Jubb.
Okay, thank you. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Good morning, guys. Happy Friday to you.
Happy Friday.
Thank you. George, I'm going to give you a hand and give you a vote.
Okay, thanks. Late run here. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Howdy, folks.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
good
big
to be on with the musers.
Yeah.
Yep.
Before I go up in flames again this year, I think I'll vote for the e-break.
Bob. Who do you like?
Bob's ridiculous double-dip live sports.
Okay, thank you. Hi, you are on the ticket, America's favorite radio station. Who wins?
Hi, this is Rio Piper again, and is George okay?
No, he's not.
I guess that's a vote for me. Okay. Hi, yeah. You're on the ticket. Who wins? Hello?
Howdy, boys. Vlad Putin here. How y'all is?
Okay. Oh, casual country Vlad Putin.
I just got a quick question for George. What's the preferred lotion for that hand gliding? Is it Dove Men Plus Care or
Okay. And ladies and gentlemen, we have a win, a late run. I can't believe Corby didn't win, but I've won for this.
My one guess was going to be squirrels, but apparently bats are the only mammals capable of true sustained flight.
Yeah,
squirrels can
fly.
Yeah. So bats of the 1,400 species worldwide, can they all fly?
All bats?
Yeah. All bats can fly, right?
Yes, all bats fly, but not all flies can bat.
Oh, my God. While other mammals like flying squirrels, gliding possums.
Oh, no, that's creepy.
Have you ever seen a gliding possum?
No.
I didn't even know they could glide.
That would be claw gliding, I guess, right? And not hand gliding. They don't have hands.
Hang gliding?
Yeah, bats are the only free-flying mammals.
What's hand gliding?
I guess it is hang gliding. Not hand gliding.
Did you think it was hand gliding all these years?
No. When I think about it, yeah, it's hang, but... Yeah, for some reason I thought hand.
Amnesia. That's not an amnesia moment?
No, I don't think so. Just equally as dumb, but no. Wow, that's amazing. How many wins is that?
Okay.
George, that is your 111th all-time e-break win. You are now 28 behind the all-time leader, Norman Hand Gliding Hitzkus.
I'm catching up.